Hello, my name is Mashana. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No. I'm calling about vaccinating for my daughter because she's in long-term care, but there's never a place to mark that, so nobody will ever vaccinate her. But that's in 1A and 1B, not to mention 1C, which we should be doing already, like some states and counties are doing.
Yes, which, you said she's a healthcare provider?
No, I didn't. I said that she, let me remove my mask for a minute if I can. No, she's in and out of long-term health care facilities and group homes and things like that. Right now she's in the hospital getting her ECT, but is refusing it. So I think she's about to be admitted to long-term care, and I'd like to get her vaccine as soon as possible because she gets psychotic and she gets depressed. If she gets this on top of everything else, I'm pretty sure she'll commit suicide.
Yes, ma'am. I can look up your county and see what testing sites for the vaccine they have near you. I don't have their phone numbers. I just have their name and addresses, or I can give you the number to the hotline for the vaccine.
Well, I already called the hotline, and they said all they're doing is registering. They can't even register in Jefferson County right now to any appointments, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And yes, so she said she could
register for other counties, but see, all she can put on her registration sheet is that Natalie is 22, and she doesn't, so there's no place on the registration sheet to fill in that she's been in and out of long-term care and is probably about to go back in it again for maybe a year. And she's already been exposed this year when she was in long-term hospitalization. It fortunately wasn't so long that we couldn't get the vaccine.
I do see a few locations in Jefferson County if you want to take them down. I only have their names and addresses here.
Okay. I'll see if I can get a pen and pencil. I'm at the hospital with her right now getting her treatment. But and I can remember the names if you want to get started.
Okay. Which location? We have Adamsville, Birmingham, Bessemer, Fairfield, Hoover, Mountain Brook.
Hoover
Homewood
would be best, but we could do Homewood just as easy. We're in Homewood right now, where the hospital is.
The Hoover location we have is the Green Valley Drugs.
Green Valley Drugs, okay.
Yes.
Oh, gosh, yes. Can I borrow pen and paper again? I'm so sorry. Green Valley Drugs?
Yes.
Okay. And
their address is 1915 Hoover Court.
Yeah, all I need is so that's, thank you very much. So that's Green Valley Drugs, because that's what I was thinking. Maybe some of the small pharmacies you could call and tell them that she's really fits this. I even have the doctor and the documentation, but she fits 1A and B. But see, she'll be walking in, so they won't think she does it because she's in and out. Green Valley Drugs, just phone number.
I don't have their phone number. I only have their address here.
Okay. What was that address?
1915 Hoover Court.
Okay. Yeah, I know where that is. Where else? Because I'm going to be trying everywhere I can because she's about to be admitted.
Okay. That Homewood location was the Walmart store. And the address is 209 Lakeshore Parkway.
Yeah. Okay, I don't think they'll do it because they have no place, but I can call them. I just don't think they'll do it. Probably the smaller drugstores. You have any others? I'll take any small drugstores you have because...
Drugstores? Okay, let me see if they have any.
Yeah, because I think I can, talk with them more about it, whereas like Walmart and CVS and all that, you just have to register online and they don't...
Okay, I see the Brooklyn Pharmacy here. It's in Adamsville and the Richest Pharmacy in Mountain Brook.
Yes. I think I have that number at home. And what was the other one you said?
The Brookler or the Riches?
I'm sorry, I still can't hear you. It's muffled.
Yes. Did you say the Brookler or the Riches Pharmacy?
Riches, I've got. Did you say the other one is Brookwood?
Brooklier.
Brooklier.
Yes.
Like B R O O K L E A R?
Yes, L E R E.
Okay. Okay.
Yes, that's a pharmacy. Their address is 3633 Gray Avenue in Adamsville.
Okay, Gray Avenue. And is there not any place to go online? Because y'all used to have a website that listed all these places like Mainville and Riches, and now I can't, Riches, and I can't find that web, I can't find those lists anymore.
Let me see. I'm here on the AlabamaPublicHealth.gov website. I'm trying to see if it'll let me know which health departments.
Yeah. Yeah, because I would travel. You know, I was considering going to Mississippi to get it, but it's,
yes, it only has the health departments listed on here.
Okay. Well, that's fine. But do we? How would I find a list online? Because I keep this list of county health departments. Y'all used to have also the pharmacies and stuff, but you don't anymore. At least not where I can find it. But anyway, well, I'll try all those places. Thank you so much.
Yes, I hope we have been able to help. If you need any more information, you can visit the following websites, adph.org or cdc.gov. And thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. You enjoy your day, ma'am.
Well, thank you. I've visited those, but thanks so much.
You're
okay,
welcome.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.